I think a lot of those things, as we move, and especially when we live in cities and so on, are getting lost. People don't think it's a good way, and especially, you know, revealed religions say that you're not supposed to get into those things, it's not good, and so on. But something that is clear, I think where we really remain with some of those values and ways, spirituality and ways of seeing things, is in our languages. That is why I believe it's extremely important when we talk about the fight of teaching in our local languages. It's not only about the language, it's about what the language content is and what our rapport to each other
knowledge
is in there.
The knowledge inside,
and,
yeah.
You know, the practical example that I will give, and I was just talking to Jawate yesterday about it, when we, you might have seen people, you know, greeting each other here many times, saying hello, and when you go by somebody saying iniche, it might be a word that you've heard many times, and people repeat it all the time. And someone who doesn't know this place might wonder, because iniche means thank you. You might wonder, why do you keep put all this time thanking people all the time and you don't even know them? Like, you see somebody on the street, you just say thank you. That's the way to greet them. But if you break down that word for people who understand what it means, iniche is recognize, I recognize you, I see you and your work. I see you and I see your work. And I thank you for what you're doing. Because, again, in a mentality where you know that you're linked to other people, what they do concern you. If they grow food, they work in a field, what they grow, they're not going to eat it alone. Some of it will be given to you. Even if it isn't, it's not given to you directly, it can be given to somebody that you know, your children or someone that you know.
And so, animals.
And the animals, yeah, and people, yeah. And it benefits you. So you have to recognize that when you pass by somebody growing some food or doing some work, they're working for you. And I think that is a key way in terms of thinking, that I know my link with you when I see you. And I recognize you and your work. Where do we get that if we don't speak our language?
Yeah. It's like that's a gift.
Yes.
For your gift.
Yes. So I think even if we lose a lot in terms of the, you know, religion, spirituality and all that, in the language still we have a lot.
Yeah.
In the way we communicate, in the way we do things, and we should not let that you know, be lost. But all the words in Bamana are like that.
Really? what is strange too is in the South, when people speak even in English,
yeah,
we found our
construction, ways of thinking, because in the language, the way people think.
When I start learning English, I made that difference. Same idioms.
Yes. Same idioms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. That does sound like, because Jen and I guess Jen was talking about that when we first got here, the gift economy, the idea of gifting people by, when you meet them, thank you for the gift of your presence. And that's exactly what you just said.
But we also say, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
That means, what are your needs?
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Abed. What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you in our languages? What's happening?
But genuinely asking, not just trying to not ask.
I'm so glad to see that idea, that somebody can even put it in concept.
Conceptualizing it.
Yeah, because when I start working with the women at the grassroots level, everything the project was bringing to them was credits.
Credit, yeah.
It was credit. So I was so worried, because they said, you know, you have to educate your people to pay back. So I didn't understand that always that we have to pay back. And if you come to help somebody, everything can be like put into money value and then paying back and stuff. And I start to write myself and say, you know, the thing that we have to be groups of people should not be the way to help African. The group should be our family. Mm-hmm. And family can try their family, friends, family, and then make their organic grouping. Mm-hmm. But it's like you don't know each other, and you are forced to be grouped. Mm-hmm. So then your work can be recognized by the development, the development workers. So that was my first confusion. And when I really get the drought. The first time I saw people they don't have enough to eat, but the project will never give them food to eat. They have to be paid for working in an area they don't want. So we start as workers to give our money to the family with whom we were working. And people, you know, the other people said you will be poorest as, you know.
You become like them.
Like them. But we never became poor. Because when these people have things, they always, even now, they will send me fish. So they still paying back what I'm, and that's like a 10 times
more.
Well, 10 times more. They come when they hear that I'm sick or I need help. They come from Guinea. Every year, I get the girls. They work in my house for free. Because when I said how much, they will say no. But I still give them, and it will come to me. Mm-hmm. So I start thinking that we need a parallel, another economy, not the one recognized.
Yes.
That's why when Kuba
said
you are the one. So we sit here every day, Balaiga, and we think. And we said from now, if we have 25,000 for each kid to give to the mother and get that accept to put the kids in school,
mm-hmm.
we just give them and sit down and look at what they will do with the 25,000.
Yeah.
Right now we don't have the cash, and we are obliged to pay the fees. Everything we have, we need to pay them.
Uh-huh.
But there is no cash in our community. How are we gonna do that?
Yeah.
So we've been thinking for 3 years that it should be a new way of doing economy. Those paying and credit and saving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's. I was so scared when they bring that idea. Then I just withdraw myself from the project. I say I don't understand. If we have a poor community to put our queens together and send it to Canada. I just don't understand it, and I said, since I don't understand it, I'm not an economist. I better get, you know, the way before they put me in jail.
Yeah.
So when women come, really, I told them, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. You need my advice. I don't understand why poor country can put their friends together and bring it to Société des Jardins in Canada. Never understand, you know, until now I never understand that. But I still dream about another way of doing economy. I know that if we have to count interest and those things,
yeah.
In a country where there is no market, for our thing we produce ourselves. So how are we gonna reimburse them?
Yeah.
There is no market. We have at least have a 20 years where we can at least speculate. What is the speculate? And then when there will be like a platform. Oh, when we can have our like a common platform, an egalitarian platform. At least we can think about a new way of dealing with economy. Right now, it is not the base the foundation for that in our country.
We have, I think the market is the problem. Exchanging things for money, that's the problem. And it's the big problem in the U.S. also. It's a disease.
Yeah.
And the really healthy way is this economy of giving to each other and letting the gifts circulate everywhere, or even in the U.S. Yes. We need to do that. And the values, the good values, they come from doing that. Not from trying to exploit or dominate each other, or only getting the money back and taking it away to somewhere else. It's so crazy. It's a really crazy way of doing things.
But people have bought into the, have been pulled into the idea that you have to have more and more.
Yeah.
And also, I think it is only possible when people live in a state of insecurity.
Mm. Yeah.
The way you can make people bought into the economy, the model that is there, is when they're insecure about what they need to have. Because when people can grow their own food, basically, feed themselves, when they can move around, do certain things, it's harder to push them to buy into this other economy.
Yeah.
And really, wherever people are secure, that gift economy works. You go to places, you go to villages where you think people don't have anything, you think you consider by any measure they would be considered as poor, they give you more than what you can give them. What they give you is more than what you give them. So they have more. If you really count
value
things,
what they give. Because
if you, I think to me, what you give is what you have really. What belongs to you and you can't give it, it means it really don't belong to you.
Yeah.
It is not something that is free.
Yeah.
It is not something that can
move around.
Be given.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be given. So if you count and compare, you can see that people really do that economy of giving.
Yeah.
But it's when they're pushed to a point where they can't provide for themselves, that they think, okay, now what we need to do is to buy into this other way of doing things.
Right. Well, the market itself, this exchange economy, or whatever you want to call the market economy, it needs people to be poor.
Yeah.
It needs other people to not have enough, because it can't keep control. If everybody has enough, they don't go work for the market.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
So you take from many people and give it to a few people. And then they waste it also.
Yeah.
Like wasted on armaments or big buildings, things that no one needs, drugs.
Yeah.
And the money is wasted. All of the work that people do, it's just like
pulled and
taken away. All the gifts people give, they give them to the system, and the system takes them and throws them away in order to keep the control over the people.
Yeah.
And even here,
the government gets all the money.
Yeah.
And they present the project that, it's for the community, the poor community.
Yeah.
And once they get the money, it's for cars and big houses.
Yeah.
None of this money is going to the community, the local community. And even they invent the decentralization. And they said the local elected people will be the manager of the money. Since now, 3 years from their decision, our local government never gets
a dime from
them. So they're there. I think we need another way of pushing that. At least if we can have those systems working, our own system,
between
those
us.
Mutual,
right.
Going to them,
right.
We will know who is a good leader or who is not a good leader.
Yeah.
At least give them
right.
Something to try so we can see, we can judge them, we can evaluate them.
Uh-huh.
And oh, they don't have anything. You go and see what you can do about school. Madam, we have nothing. We don't know what to do. Even to put gas on my motorcycle, I don't have it. But I am named mayor.
Yeah.
And this central power, They have everything. They're building houses. They're changing the ministry. Every 3 months they will change the paint. So for what? We don't need all that. That's waste.
No,
because
the
they
way
can.
Taking them
yeah,
away.
It's the weight.
Somewhere.
It's the weight. Just
like
the weight.
Mm-hmm. It's keeping it
and
away.
And when you are fighting to put the kids to eat and go to school, you can fight those big people. You have at least to nurture your local community before they get strong and we come together and fight them. While we are fighting them, 50 years will be gone and our kids will never get a sense of what is school.
Yeah.
So that's my concern. Really.
You know, there is this politics of privatization, which means that big transnationals are taking over the resources of a country. For example, the water, the land, everything that is
everything.
There. So this politics is going to be implemented in Dumali also.
It is already.
It is already started.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're selling to the Japanese our land.
To the Japanese.
The Japanese and the Chinese
and Canadian.
Senegal.
Everything is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
So what else is happening at the moment in this privatization project? What else do they do at the moment? What they do to your economy and to the land?
Selling everything. Water, the companies.
Yeah.
All
you
the
can,
big companies.
You can pay the water. I'm going back to my work.
No, and it is so sick because the way it is put out when you present it is that these companies are not working. They were government companies. They're not bringing enough money. So we're going to privatize them, sell them, so they're going to work better and they're going to serve the population better.
Sure.
It is such a lie because they buy it basically at a non-price because they fix their price.
Mm.
It's actually, they don't even give money to get these companies. It's
no.
such a, how do you call
no,
it?
No, Mali is even no, we have a case here for electricity. When you consume more, you pay more. I never see that in any market rule. That the one who buy more should pay less.
Yeah.
But we pay more because we buy.
Yeah, the one like if you live in houses and stuff like that and you consume a little bit of electricity, you pay expensive rate. For the big companies and people who have money,
no.
They don't pay much.
No. Here in Mali, the new law for electricity, it's
privatization.
Yeah, and then there is a certain amount, if I get that, they raise my
rate of pay
by unit.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not able to say a thing about that.
The private people, you pay more, but not the entrepreneurs.
No, they have.
I don't know about the entrepreneurs.
No, they have.
The family pay more when they
pay
use
more.
When they use more.
Yes, electricity.
Yeah. So anybody, we can't afford that. So I think we will not.
We need solar energy.
We need alternative. We need solar energy
for
schools. For
we need solar energy.
That's
we
the
need
only
to be
thing
independent from them.
That is given to us.
Yeah.
And for free.
Yes. When you have solar energy, is it the same that it works in the United States? If you get a solar energy panel, you collect the energy, you use what you need, and you give you have access to the electricity company, and they write you a check.
When
and they basically buy energy from you.
No,
we don't even have it.
No, I see that because I equate this that in Dakar.
Okay.
Because he produced more energy than what once you put the electricity together, the panel together, there's a point where you have energy in store that you give them. So normally they should pay you.
And they don't?
They don't.
In the States, they will write you a check every month to pay you for the excess energy. If it starts running backwards,
but we
they
are
should.
We are punished because
pay.
They should. But they wouldn't do that. All
right.
No.
Anyway, if it is community organized, if it is another provider that is ourselves, maybe we can do that between ourselves.
Yes.
Not go through the official way of taking people's money and their energy.
Yeah.